am a 40-year cervical cancer survivor.
Senator Roz Baker asked attendees at the Women's Legislative Caucus meeting last week to support legislation requiring all students entering the seventh grade to receive at least one dose of the human papillomavirus vaccination, or HPV.
HPV causes cervical cancer, anal cancer, throat cancer, but we can prevent them. The way to do that is to get our young boys and girls, age 11, 12, 13, before they have any thought about becoming sexually active, that we vaccinate them against this horrible virus.
But when Senator Baker convened the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health for the first public hearing on the bill Tuesday, the opposition packed the room. Virginia Porter held her infant son and said there are other pressing needs in the public education system.
Until you can prove that vaccinating the masses is more important than my child's fundamental right to education, then you have no good reason to vaccinate my child.
Registered nurse and health advocate Cheryl Toyofuku says 90% of HPV goes away in 2 years, and vaccinating children is not safe.
HPV has caused up to 42,165 adverse reactions, including lupus, paralysis, blood clots, stroke, genital warts, ovarian cysts, miscarriage, cardiac arrest, anaphylactic shock, permanent disabilities, and deaths. 236 up to now. Deaths from the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System.
Kaiser Permanente Government Relations Director Phyllis Bomwell-Dendel says the healthcare provider supports the bill's intent.
We believe that the vaccine prevents cancer. We recommend it for all of our patients that are in this age group. We provide it at no cost to our members. Anytime we can prevent cancer, it's the right thing to do.
But Government Employees Health Benefits EUTF Administrator Derek Mizuno says the cost could be significant based on data from the Hawaii Medical Service Association, HMSA.
We just looked at the 11-year-old population, and they have vaccinated about 17% of them. And to additionally vaccinate the entire 11-year-old population, it costs roughly $230,000.
Following public testimony, Senator Baker thanked the attendees and said the HPV vaccine bill will be deferred.
We understand the concerns that have been addressed here today, and the committee will be taking all of this information under advisement, and we will reconvene on February the 11th at 10:30 in this conference room to make a decision on whether this bill will move forward and in what shape it moves forward.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.